On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
Good morning, Chad Hirschberger with you, filling in for Mark Lawrence. This morning on Sunrise, we have two wonderful guests with us this morning to talk about an interesting topic that everybody should know about. I'm saying that because I know one of the guests well. So we have Heather Wolf LeBlanc. She's the coordinator of the Bucknell Institute for Lifelong Learning. Sometimes, if you're friends with it, I guess you call it Bill, right?
Right.
Okay. And we have Karen Payne. She's the chair of the Bill Communications Committee. And you guys have been out and about and promoting the things that happen at the Bucknell Institute for Lifelong Learning. Let's give our viewers, you'll be glad you can't see me this morning. I always said I had a face for radio. Let's give our listeners a little bit of information about the Bucknell Institute for Lifelong Learning. How long has it been around, and what do you do?
I'm actually not entirely sure how long it's been around, but
2009.
There you go.
Classes.
That's why we have hired Heather. She knows these things. I'm a member. I've been a member since 2013 when I retired from my full-time job. And so what we do is to provide a series of really interesting classes, short, 6 weeks usually, non-credit. So that means no tests, no homework. People worry about that. No grades. But they're very interesting topics on a really wide variety of subjects. I can't even begin to list them. I think of it as exercise for the mind. It keeps you going. It keeps you thinking.
Karen, before we get to Heather, tell us a little bit about why you wanted to get involved in this. You're retired. You see this. You take advantage of it. Why?
To tell you the truth, that the first thing I did when I retired was plan a vacation. The second thing was sign up for Bill classes. I knew about Bill because I had seen ads and newspaper articles, but I couldn't when I was working full-time, who always loved September every year. A minimal thing for me to tell you.
Bill, tell us some of the breadth.
Glad to be here even though. So, and I also, coordinator, I'm a member to both sides. A ton. It says there are no tests and whatnot. Rigorous classes, opening your mind to the Pacific Northwest on this term, and the cold classes with Wittgenstein and Disc. Or we have and teacher and bring the relationship between math and music. Is going to people. Bucknell, who was coming to take a class, a lot of as far as we do, we have and interesting people, like people who are expert that can appear. Presentations. We've expanded to the topics from we had during the pandemic. Her exact title, but the importance of see socially when you can't be social in the workplace. We also just had one yesterday, a panel with the current provost of Bucknell and a leader in the field of aging expertise and the former president of the college. All talking about the value of lifelong learning. So we do a variety of those things. We've had programs on baseball. We've had programs on all kinds of topics. And those happen anywhere from 4 to 6 a term, twice a year. So it's pretty year-round at this point.
Sounds like a lot of good stuff. Sounds like stuff that many folks would be interested in. If I'm listening to this morning, I'm like, oh, that sounds good. Where do I find out more information and how to register and get involved?
Ah, good. We have a website. That's probably our primary way to share what our courses are, how do you register, how much does it cost. You might want to ask us about that. We also publish a paper catalog, which anyone who wants one can request from Heather in the Bill office. We do have an office. It's staffed just part-time. So I would say the website, which is,
if you want to write this down, it's www.bucknell.com. bucknell.edu/lifelonglearning, or if you want to just use one of those wonderful search tools and put in Bucknell University Lifelong Learning, you're going to find us. We're going to come right up. You can also look on Facebook. Mm-hmm. We have a group. It is a public group set up. You answer a question so that you can prove you're not a robot, and you're in, because we're a very open group, and we post things that are just area, local, interesting things. And by local, I do mean about an hour away from Lewisburg. We have students that come from Danville. We have students that come from Eaglesmere, from Williamsport. So we really look at the entire Susquehanna Valley region as our area, but we are based out of Bucknell, so if you go to their website, you'll find us.
So I was wondering, what's it cost?
Thank you, Chad. You have to become a member first before you can sign up for classes. You do not have to be a member to sign up for those one-time special presentations that Heather was just talking about. But for classes, you become a member, and the membership fee is currently $60 a year. So that would cover you for two sessions, both fall and spring. And then each class is $50. However, there's a wonderful benefit right now. If you're a first-time member, if you've never been a member, we will waive the membership fee
for one term,
so that you just have to pay for the classes that you actually sign up for. Mm-hmm. But that only counts. That's only for first-time members.
Right. And we do have, I want to add, don't ever let cost be a reason. The Bucknell, as a university, but especially Bill as our program, we have scholarships. If you have a financial need, you just let me know at the office. We look into it very lightly, and there are scholarships for both membership and tuition for anyone that a fixed income or something prevents them from taking a class it shouldn't.
Of course, the learning is an important benefit of being part of this. But are there other benefits that you get from this? I would imagine that some of your, I'll call them students, your lifelong learners, some of the community they form and some other things. What do you hear participants saying they get out of this? Not only the educational and kind of mind exercising, but other things.
Absolutely. I have met the most wonderful, interesting people in these various Bill classes. Some of them are friends only on Tuesday afternoons while we're in class, and it's lots of fun to see them. Others have really become lasting friends, and I've also joined a couple of spin-off groups. There's a book club that was formed after one of a class last year with Carrie Walters on ethics. There were a couple of us who wanted to read some more on that topic, and we formed a little ad hoc book club on Zoom. I also, for years, was part of a memoir writing group that was a spinoff from another class. So anyway, whether you do that or not, you do meet interesting people, and it can be lots of fun.
And there are some other nitty-gritty benefits involved. Now, with COVID, some of them are suspended, but normally you would have access to the Bertrand Library, which in and of itself, as an English major, I think that's a pretty darn good benefit. And there are still online collections you can access. But you also get to buy into, we do overseas trips, and that has resumed. They're both full right now for 2022, but we will have more in the offing. There is going to be a trip to Ireland and another one to Italy next year, one in April, the first in April and the second in the fall. Those are at discount. Traveling with like-minded people, you become a real social group of friends. They went to Iceland just before COVID. We normally have a bus trip every term that ties into some class. They've done one on the League of Women Voters, went down to the opening of the Smithsonian. That was arranged through the Bill program. So there's those kinds of things. We also do an end of term reception, which is a member benefit, although you can bring a guest now. And that's a social it's a social opportunity that too many people at a certain age, sometimes it does things fall away, and it really lets you meet new and different people and forge some new and different friendships.
We're just at about out there. Easy for me to say. We are just about out of time. Any final thoughts? We'll start with you, Karen, on lifelong learning and the Bill.
Yes, I want to mention that classes for the fall start next week, but it is not too late to sign up. Look at that website and see what's there. A few of the courses are full already, and the website will tell you that. We have some on Zoom and some in person. I personally am signed up for Leonardo da Vinci and 20th century music, so I'm going to be very cultured this semester, and I would love to see any of your listeners join me.
You're learning about Leonardo and being cultured, and I just started piano lessons. So.
Well, there you go.
We'll work on this
lifelong
together,
learning,
you know?
Yes.
And Heather, you've been relatively new in your position, I believe. With your final thoughts, anything you want to say, but also what has been really life-giving to you in this new position?
I could not do that in the time we have allowed, honestly, because I can say I'm starting to think of my family as the poster family. I was hired as the office assistant originally and had not really heard much about Bill, and that was only 16 months ago, and since then, my mom and dad have become members and take classes. My 25-year-old son has enjoyed classes, and my daughter, who just started college last year at Lycoming, sort of geared her major towards, after talking to a retired professor from there who was one of our teachers. So it's really affected my life, and I'm just thrilled to be part of it.
And out of full disclosure, your daughter worked for me this summer, so.
Yeah.
Got to put that out there. Well, Heather and Karen, it's been great having you here on WKOK Sunrise this morning, talking about the Bucknell Institute for Lifelong Learning. Let's just quickly say again where they can get more information on that website again, Heather.
Please go to the Bucknell University website and just put in lifelong learning in a search, or www.bucknell.edu/lifelong learning if you can remember all that.
And if not, there's this thing called Google.
Yes.
If you don't know how to use it, maybe there's a class for that, right?
There is not a class, but I have personally in the last year and a half helped a lot of people learn how to use their computers. So,
Lifelong learning, very important, especially we kind of think of education as being for the young, but you can learn lots of new things. You can teach old dogs new tricks, I think.
Absolutely.
So a great program, and something that I think has been had a quiet impact on the Valley for years and years and years, but now it's time for us to blow the lid off of this and let everybody know and get lots and lots of students for you, especially as we look at post-pandemic and how many people may be thinking about changing their lives. So this would be a great thing to do.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And
so
you can
much.
Teach, too.
Oh, yeah. That, we didn't talk much about that, but Heather did mention some of the instructors. But if you do have
all
a
of
niche,
the members are instructors, and okay. All of the instructors are members, and that's usually how the cycle works. You have a passion, you bring it to the classroom and teach your new friends.
And so I would assume that if you have something to teach, just get a hold of you at the office.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you both for joining us again. We've had Heather Wolf LeBlanc. She is the coordinator of the Bucknell Institute for Lifelong Learning. And Karen Payne, she's the chair of the Bill Communication Committee. I guess that's a fun job, too. Huh?
Yeah.
And also a student in the program. So, again, check out their website if you have more that you'd like to learn.